I have got a gentleman on the line from Ventnor, New Jersey, who is involved in perhaps one of the hottest news stories of the week. He's a police officer in Ventnor, New Jersey, which is right near Atlantic City. His name is Frank Gargiola. And, officer, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
All right, I'd like to welcome you to our program here on WIND in Chicago. Here is the story that Officer Gargiola is involved in. He was sitting in his patrol car one morning this week. Which morning was it, Frank?
That was Monday night for Tuesday morning.
All right, Monday night. He and a newsman, a fellow by the name of Sonny Schwartz, who for all I know could be a relative of mine, were sitting in your squad car in Ventnor, New Jersey. Where was your squad car located?
At the intersection of Vassar Square and the Boardwalk.
All right, now there's a body of water there. Is that the ocean?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, you're right on the ocean.
That's correct.
And these two gentlemen had what we'd call a UFO experience of a close encounter, and I thought I'd call Frank this morning. The story has been on the national news wires. It's been on network television. It's been in many newspapers. And now that a couple of days have passed and everybody's had a chance to think it over and look at some of the drawings that have been made of this object, I thought I'd get a hold of the officer and find out if he's had any kind of solid information developed. Why don't you explain to us what happened when you and this news reporter were sitting in your squad car?
Well, it was approximately 5 o'clock in the morning. And his car was down Atlantic Avenue, and I was giving him a ride home. We were discussing several different details when we stopped at Vassar Square and a Boardwalk, where he has an apartment in a high rise. And as soon as I stopped, he observed this bright object out in the ocean, which he pointed to, and then I noticed it. And we went up on a Boardwalk, and that's when we first got a good view of it. It was off towards Ventnor is connected to Atlantic City, and it was off towards the Atlantic City side of the island. So we thought we'd take a run down the Boardwalk to maybe catch a different view or a little better look at this strange object. So as we proceeded down the Boardwalk, we pulled up to the object. It lined up at the police car as far as the passenger's driver's door window was concerned. And then we tried to pass the object, and we couldn't. It just stayed at the driver's door window, which was very hard to understand. We went as far as, I would say, 2 miles into Atlantic City, and the object wouldn't go behind the car or, in front of it. So we pulled down one of the larger ramps, which is located on Albany Avenue, in Atlantic City. That's the main road into the town. And we sat on the beach for a few minutes, just observing the object. We didn't really think a whole lot about it at the time. It could have been anything. As we were looking at it, I put the swim light of the police car on the object, and it appeared, and it didn't want to appear, but I didn't say, it appeared to come in within the water's edge, where the water breaks, where it meets the shoreline. Well, that object came as close as the shoreline.
What would you describe it as? Just a light? Did you see any physical form, officer?
No, sir. No physical form. Neither one of us seen a physical form. It was a round, bright, white object, approximately 8 feet in diameter. That's including the yellow haze that was around it, which was twice the size of the white object in the center.
How far away was it when it got to, let's say, the closest to you? Is there any way to tell?
Yeah, I would say it's about 500 feet.
All right, so at 500 feet, it looked to be about 8 feet around you. I wonder how big it might be in reality, then, at that distance. It would be somewhat bigger than, would it not?
Yeah, I would say so. I would say so. But at the time, when the object did get that close, we were sort of in a state of shock, I would say.
Apprehension, to say the least.
It was just unbelievable. I would have never expected it to do that, or else I wouldn't have toyed with it with a headlight, And, as soon as it did that, we immediately proceeded back towards the Boardwalk, and that's why I radioed to the dispatcher to get Atlantic City to send the car down to verify it, which they did. Matter of fact, there was approximately 20 police officers for about 20 minutes observing this object. Which was fantastic. It was unbelievable.
Did any of you patrolmen try to re-attract it with any lights, or did you stay away from that?
Well, no. So what happened, the object went approximately half a mile back out of sea before the other police cars did arrive. Mm-hmm. But it was still clearly seen about a half a mile out of sea at a 40-degree angle. Nobody tried to attract it back in again that I seen. I surely didn't.
How long did this entire UFO encounter last from beginning to end?
1 hour.
1 hour. Now, what happened? Did it disappear or did you leave the area?
Well, it would disappear. It would disappear for a period of time and show up in another spot.
So it finally disappeared and didn't come back?
Well, the last sighting was in Brigantine. It disappeared in Vintner for the last time that I had observed it at Somerset and the Boardwalk. And then we got a report of Brigantine on the radio, then sighted it.
How far away is that?
Brigantine's about 5 miles away.
I have to go to that's the next town down the coast?
Well, Brigantine is on the opposite side of Atlantic City as that we are.
I see. All right, so who sighted it there? Police officers again?
Yeah, police officers in a radio car.
And they described it just as you did?
That's correct.
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
No, sir, I haven't.
You normally operate, what, a one-man squad?
Normally, we operate a one-man car, that's correct.
All right, so none of the other officers that you talked to have seen this before either, huh?
None that I've talked to,
What do you think you saw, officer? Have any idea?
I tell you, I don't know. I really am not a firm believer in UFOs, but I can tell you I seen an extremely bright light that night that did maneuver in a strange manner, and I never seen it. We would believe a light could go parallel to a beach, but I can't believe that it would come in and go out the way it was doing.
Have you reported this incident to any agency that might investigate? For example, here in Chicago is the headquarters of the Center for UFO Studies, which is directed by Dr. J. Allen Hynek, the astronomer at Northwestern University. Have you made any kind of report?
I talked to agencies as far as Ohio. I talked to approximately six of them. They send me forms that I have to, they want me to fill out. They personally come here to interview me, take pictures. It hasn't stopped since that night.
Who are some of the agencies, do you know?
To give you all the different letters, and they're all abbreviated with gigantic names, I couldn't remember them.
I understand that in the area, the Coast Guard has some type of station, is that correct?
Oh, that's correct. We have NAFIC, which is one of the biggest experimental air facilities that there could possibly be.
Do they have a radar station there?
Yes, they were radioed and they were asked to scan the area, which they stated they did and could not pick up anything with their radar.
Is it possible this thing was just below their radar?
That's correct. At times it was lower than our high-rises, which line the beach.
Which means it probably was well below the radar beam there.
Yeah.
All right, so you had a UFO experience for an hour. A newsman was with you. I assume you both drew the same conclusion. You don't know what you saw.
Yeah, that's correct.
And there were some 20 other officers at the height of the incident, and they don't know what they saw either.
Yeah, that's unbelievable, but true.
What is the status? Is there any type of investigation as far as the police department is concerned?
No, not as far as the police are concerned. If any of the UFO agencies that want to pick it up, they do so, or as far as any of the Air Force agencies or Coast Guard or anything, after they make their routine search and they find nothing, I don't think anything continues.
Well, I'll tell you, there may be a continuation from the UFO Studies Center up here in Chicago. What I'm going to do is off the air, I'll get some info from you. I'll have Dr. Hynek get in touch with you because he might be able to ask you some questions that some of the other folks have not. He might be able to give you some idea of what you saw. Now, it did not appear to be any aircraft that you've ever seen before, right?
No, sir, it did not. I've been in the Navy for 8 years, and I've been at sea many nights, and I spent many watches out at sea, and I've never seen anything like it.
Is there any type of airfield in the area there?
Well, we have Atlantic City Airport, which is very small. It handles Allegheny Airways.
How close is that to the incident?
I would say 2 miles.
Did they see anything from their tower?
I don't believe they were asked.
To look, even. And you didn't hear about them reporting anything anyway.
Well, they do not have a radar tower, as far as I know. They're I think they call it an open field or something.
Yeah.
Where it's not controlled. It's a non-controlled field.
I understand. How about any people in these high rises? Anybody get up and look out the window?
Not that I know of. This did occur at 5 and 6 o'clock in the morning. So I don't think anybody's looking out the windows at that time.
Have you been dwelling on this thing since it happened? Has it taken up much of your time?
Well, it's taken up too much of my time, to tell you the truth. It's interfered with my work. And Friends and City Hall have just started to quiet down after 3 days. They've been lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, but I suppose you're better, you know, releasing what you know than keeping it. Did you and the fellow who was with you at all discuss the idea of maybe keeping it to yourself, or?
Well, no. At first, we observed the object for about, I would say, a good 15 minutes before we radioed it in, because we didn't feel that anybody believed it. But when the object did come as close to the beach as it did, I felt it was necessary to do something about it at the time, and that's when we did radio in. And we're more than glad to help out anybody that wants to try and
figure out where it is. Did it move at you very fast? Were you startled?
It happened so fast that you couldn't possibly believe what was happening.
What would you have done if it had come right on you? Had you thought at all about a weapon?
Well, I'll tell you the truth, so many things run through your mind. But the thing that ran through my mind when that did occur, I knew that the situation was out of my control. That's the way I felt, because anything that was that spectacular, I couldn't control it. And the last thing I want to do would be make it mad.
Whatever it was, right?
Right. I wouldn't want to start shooting at it and get it smiling mad at me.
Do you guys carry shotguns in the trunks of the squads?
Yeah, that's correct.
Did your mind at all think about getting back to the trunk to get your shotgun?
No, nothing like that.
Didn't think about that?
No.
So here we are a couple of days later, and we still don't know what we're dealing with, right?
That's correct.
Have you discussed this with any of the other fellows? Have any of them come up with opinions? Any of the officers or the reporters have said anybody try to explain it?
No, most of the officers take it kind of mildly. I don't know if they believe it or not, you know?
How do you feel now in that one-man squad car rolling along the boardwalk early in the morning? Are you kind of apprehensive at all?
Well, it's about the same. You know that as a policeman, you never know what you're going to run into next. Some of the milder calls you get turned into the more serious ones before you leave.
Have you got your eye on the ocean now? Are you looking over the water as you're driving?
Everybody does. The residents around are constantly going up to the boardwalk with your phone calls. If you see anything, give me a call, would you? it's terrible.
All right, now, let's say you saw something like that at 5 o'clock this morning, Frank, would you get back on the horn and get people down to watch again, or what would you do?
Oh, sure. If I thought, there's people interested. I'm just sorry I didn't have a camera at the time.
Yeah.
But it's sort of impossible for me to carry a good camera.
Would you try and attract it again with the squad car light if you could?
If there was, if I had others around, I could observe what was going on. I imagine I would, yeah.
All right. In other words, the fear you had before perhaps is a little less.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, you've had what we call a UFO experience of a reasonably close encounter, but not unusual. Many UFO experiences in the course of a year happen to people who have jobs such as yours where you're out and it's very early in the morning and there's not too many people around, and that's what happened to you. And we don't know what it is, but certainly we hope we'll find out. Will we be hearing much about this in the future? Have the television networks left you alone now? Is there more of that coming up?
No, the TV networks have sort of ceased on it. They'll just carry it more or less for one day, unless they have other instances. Up in North Jersey, I understand there's a few people have seen objects, and seems like more people have seen it lately. But as far as the TV stations, I just went on for that one day with several stations, and it seemed to drop off there.
I saw you on the CBS television network twice the other day.
Right.
And you were describing it, and still in a little bit of shock. I saw the artist's conception, the drawing that was made. Was that made from your description of what you saw?
Yeah, I drew it originally, and he redid what I did a little bit, nicer.
So what it looked like was a bright light.
Right, exactly.
A bright light. And round.
Yeah.
All right, well, I thank you for the information you supplied to me, and it's an interesting story. I'll keep my ears open for anything further. I wish you a lot of luck, and I hope you don't have any more problems.
Yes, thank you very much.
I want you to hold on a minute, because I want to get a number from you. This is Ventnor, New Jersey. How big is your town, by the way?
It's approximately 3 miles long and maybe a mile wide.
How long have you been a police officer there?
It's my fifth year.
How many people live in town?
Summertime is totally different than winter, but right now, I would say 15 or 20,000.
And then it gets bigger in the summer?
It triples and quadruples.
Are you what's considered a resort town, then?
That's correct.
I got you.
We are connected to Atlantic City.
I see. This is Officer Frank in Gargiola, and he had a UFO experience this week, and with him was a newsman, and what was the newsman's affiliation, Frank?
He is a writer for the Atlantic City Press.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your story this morning, and I hope that the rest of your patrol this morning will be very uneventful.
Thank you.
All right, Frank, you hold just a minute, okay?
Okay.
My thanks to the Ventnor, New Jersey Police Department and the officer for taking a few minutes to explain to us a very interesting UFO encounter.